بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has made Hajj obligatory, and Hajj is one of the fundamentals of Islam. There are many virtues for those who carry out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With virtues, there are warnings too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated in a hadith: مَنْ مَلَكَ زَادًا وَرَاحِلَةً تُبَلِّغُهُ إِلَى بَيْتِ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَحُجَّ فَلَا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَمُوتَ يَهُودِيًّا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًّا. مَنْ مَلَكَ زَادًا وَرَاحِلَةً, one who becomes the owner of sufficient provision and a means of conveyance by which he is able to reach Baytullah. One who has enough money to buy a ticket that will make him reach Baytullah during the months of Hajj, and one who is able to sustain himself throughout this journey. He may take the last flight and return on the first flight. One who has enough provision to reach Baytullah, it's not necessary that he is able to purchase a ticket in the best airline, average airline. One who is able to reach Baytullah by any airline, and it is not necessary that he spends a long duration in Makkah Mukarramah. He may take the last flight and return on the first flight. So one who is able to purchase a ticket that will make him reach Baytullah, one who is able to bear the expenses of his accommodation during his stay in Baytullah, and he is also able to bear the expenses of transport during the 5 days of Hajj, and he is also able to sustain himself with provision, with food. And the route to Makkah Mukarrama from his home is also safe. He is also healthy. And he has enough wealth to leave behind for his family, that will look after his family, his wife, his children, his parents, those who are under him. So in short, in a nutshell, one who has enough wealth, and one who has the ability, and one who has enough provision to perform Hajj without any inconvenience coming to him or his family, and thereafter he does not perform Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the ability to perform Hajj, but he does not perform Hajj. Negligence, tasweef, next year, next year, next year, I wish to accomplish this task. Once this task is completed, I will go. The following year, another task. Once this is over, I will go. He defers his Hajj, not for Shari'i reasons, for non-Shari'i reasons, invalid reasons, excuses only. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one the ability to perform Hajj, Allah grants him enough means to perform Hajj, that means Hajj becomes compulsory upon him, despite that he does not perform Hajj, وَلَمْ يَهُجَّ, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that Allah does not care about this person. He may die as a Jew or he may die as a Christian. Such grave warnings. Therefore, those people upon whom Hajj has become fard, they must make it upon themselves that they will go to perform Hajj this very year, inshallah. With warnings, there are virtues also. One virtue is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, man hajja lillah, one who performs Hajj, one who carries out the obligation of Hajj, lillah, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one who carries out the obligation of Hajj only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, condition number one, ikhlas, sincerity of intention. And during Hajj, walam yarfuth, from the time he dons ihram, from the time he enters into the state of ihram, until he completes his Hajj, he makes sure that he neither speaks anything inappropriate nor does he do anything inappropriate. Falam yarfus, one who performs Hajj only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and during Hajj, from the time he puts on his ihram for Hajj Tamattu or for Hajj Qiran or for Hajj Ifrad, from the time he puts on ihram until he returns, until he completes his Hajj, during this whole period, falam yarfuth, he does not speak anything inappropriate, walam yafsuk, nor does he do anything inappropriate. So he does not say anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He safeguards his tongue, and he also safeguards his body, his actions. He safeguards his words, and he safeguards his actions, and he also safeguards the action of his heart, the intention. So man hajja lillah, one who performs Hajj lillah, whilst safeguarding the intention of the heart, whilst safeguarding the words that emanate from his tongue, and whilst safeguarding his actions,
What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? Raja'a kayawmin waladathu ummu. Then he will return from Hajj. That means when he completes his Hajj, and after completing his Hajj, from Mina, if he returns direct to his home, or he returns from Mina to Makkah Mukarrama, or from Mina he returns to Madina Munawwara, wherever he returns from Hajj, Raja'a, ay Raja'a min al Hajj. He returns from Hajj, he will return from Hajj in a very pure state. He will be sinless, he will become masoom. His state will be that of his own state when he was born from his mother's womb. The day his mother had given him birth, this Haji was pure. The day his mother had given him birth, he was sinless, faultless. There was no minor sin recorded in his book of deeds, and no major sin recorded in his book of deeds. And until the age of Bulug, a person remains like that. So pure and clean. The way this child, he was, this Haji was pure and clean from every type of sin and every type of spiritual filth and every type of evil. When it was born, when he was born, the Haji was born. Then if he performed Hajj whilst protecting his heart from insincerity, from wrong intention, whilst protecting his tongue with anything that Allah, from anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, whilst protecting his limbs and other parts of the body from any action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, then this Haji, male Haji or female Haji, will return pure and clean, just like a masoom child. So those of us upon whom Hajj is farz need to make a firm resolution and perform Hajj this very year, so that we are saved from the warning that have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are also able to acquire the virtue that have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a person returns from Hajj faultless, pure from every sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has made his heart and made it reach that status that this heart will now refrain from every insincere intention, and this heart will control the whole body, and this heart will make sure that no part of the body will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Haji will return pure from all sins, and inshallah this Haji will remain pure from sins until he breathes his last. Because any Haji who performs Hajj while safeguarding his heart from insincerity, while safeguarding his tongue from wrong speech, while safeguarding his parts of the body from anything that brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him a Hajj known as Hajj Mabrur. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Al Hajj al Mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al Jannah. Hajj Mabrur, the reward of Hajj Mabrur is nothing but Jannah. That means, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person Hajj Mabrur, and Hajj Mabrur is that Hajj which is free of every sinful activity. So insincerity is not there, riya is not there, it is only ikhlas. So that sin is not there. Sin of the tongue is not there. Sin of the other parts of the body is not there. La yukhalituhu ismun. Hajj Mabrur is that Hajj that is free from every sinful activity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one the tawfiq to perform Hajj Mabrur, that means a Hajj that is free from every type of sin, then the reward of that Hajj is nothing but Jannah. That means Jannah is guaranteed. Now, if a person looked after his heart, the sincerity of intention, he looked after his tongue, he monitored his other parts of the body, and he refrained from every sinful activity during Hajj. And thereafter, he returned home, and after returning home, if he started committing sins, minor or major, then how can he be worthy of Jannah? So we understand from this hadith, Al-Hajjul Mabroor, Laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah, that when a person looks after his heart, his tongue, and his other parts of the body during Hajj, then his heart will reach that level of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even after his return from Hajj, he will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will become a muttaqi. And because he will become a muttaqi, he will abstain from every sinful activity whilst he is at home. And if a sinful activity is committed, he will repent immediately. And in this way, he will become deserving of Jannah. For this reason, the sign of a Hajj Mabroor that the ulama have given is that Hajj Mabroor is that Hajj which brings a complete change in a person's life. So anybody who looks after his sincerity during Hajj, anybody who looks after his tongue during the Hajj, anybody who looks after his actions during the Hajj, then his heart will reach that level of taqwa, which will prevent him from committing any sinful activity even after returning. So man hajja lillah falam yarfus walam yafsuk raja'a kayawmin waladathu ummu, means that one who safeguards himself during the days of Hajj from every sinful activity, he will return pure from sins. Allah will grant all forgiveness to all his sins, and thereafter Allah will grant him the ability to abstain from every sinful activity. And if he once in a while did commit any sin, Allah will grant him the tawfiq to repent sincerely. And it is this Hajj which is known as Hajj Mabroor. So those of us upon whom Hajj is farz should perform Hajj this very year to acquire this great virtue. Through performing Hajj, we understand that a person will become muttaqi, a person will become wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This very year, those people upon whom Hajj is farz should perform Hajj. And those people who have already performed Hajj, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the ability to perform optional Hajj, they should now and then go for optional Hajj as well, because this virtue is not only for fard Hajj, it is for optional Hajj also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability to carry out all his commands according to his pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to live our lives according to his pleasure and depart from this world with his pleasure. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وجل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل
اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وعبدك صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وعبدك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا رشدا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وأشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. برحمتك يا رب.